Hello, everyone, and welcome to So I Married a Podcaster. My name is Ryan, the podcaster, and as always, I'm joined by my lovely co-host and wife, Ashley. How's it going?
Good, good.
Merry Christmas.
Not yet.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Not yet.
What do you mean? It's the 22nd of December. Are we not, like, close enough?
Not quite.
So when can I say Merry Christmas and not get
hit? To me? On Christmas Day.
Wait, so I can say Merry Christmas to other people?
Yeah, because you might not see them on Christmas Day, but you'll see me on Christmas Day, so you can't say Merry Christmas to me.
I don't think you understand the concept of saying Merry Christmas. You're supposed to say it every chance you get.
No.
Oh, God, have I been doing this?
You don't understand.
Have I been doing this wrong for how many years?
Yep.
Oh, God.
Errors man make that they don't even know.
Another jab. Another sexist jab. Why you gotta keep a good man down? Anyways,
give it up,
yeah. So it's been 3 months since we've recorded an episode. Do you want me to go quick fire for
the
excuses?
What? I have a baby in me?
Yeah, but you've been pregnant for a while now.
Oh, God. Didn't know that.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I guess
we can
jump to that. Yeah, 8 months, 3 weeks left, potentially, in the cooker. Like...
It could come right now.
Are you going to Don't joke. You can't joke. That's one thing you're not allowed to do, is you can't joke about going into labor. Because I don't want you to be the wife who called Wolf, you know, where you're like, oh, I'm going to labor. Like, yeah, right. I'll be home in 6 hours after work. And then turns out you were in labor and you gave birth by the time I get home.
In 6 hours? I think that would be nice to be done in a record timing.
Right, right. Well, before we get into, like, the main topics, let's quickfire what's been going on for the last 3 months. Obviously, we're not going to go through all the boring shit like work and all the fun shit like video games, because there's been a lot of them. Right, Ashley?
Right.
Right. But let's talk about, we went to Boston. That was a lot of fun. We went to New Hampshire. New Hampshire? What's wrong? You gotta put your cockies. Wait, no, that's not how it goes. What was it? It was a... You can do it. You can do it really well. Go.
No, I can't.
No? No, I'm not going to do it. It's rude. It's rude. Plus, it's been overdone. That was like months ago. I also did Extra Life, in which we played video games for 24 hours straight. We raised over $2,600 for kids.
Holy moly.
For hospitals. You had your baby shower. Let's talk a bit about that. How was your baby shower?
It was wonderful.
Yeah? Did you have a lot of fun?
Yeah, we had some fun games.
I heard everybody had funny names. What was the funniest name you gave somebody?
I don't know. I didn't give anyone the names. Jacqueline gave people the
names.
Wasn't
there like a name like uncircumcised or circumcised?
Yeah, there was circumcision.
Mucus plug,
breast pad.
Nice. That's not very funny though. Breast pad?
I'm just saying examples.
Oh, okay. But yeah, no, the
placenta. Random.
That's not funny either.
Any baby thing.
Really?
You could have been named it.
What about poopy diaper?
I don't think it was just diaper is what it was called.
Really? I guess it would have been too far to call someone poopy diaper. Well, that's good. I'm glad you had the baby shower. Literally, like, I want to thank everybody who gave us gifts and well wishes, because all those gifts were like in the living room, and then they made their way into my office, and they have not left my office yet. So
most of them have, just the bigger ones haven't.
Yeah, but the bigger ones. Conveniently, they made it into my office after I cleaned my office out. Finally, after living here for how many years, I have a carpet under here.
What? Three years afterwards.
Yeah, I clean my office, and then all of a sudden, it's like, ooh, storage room. This will go over perfectly. I'm just going to put... I actually put all the stuff in there because I wanted to get to the treadmill, but... Yeah, so that was a lot of fun. Baby shower over with, 3 weeks to go. Christmas in 3 days. Hot damn.
3 days? Better get shopping.
Oh, we went shopping yesterday. I went shopping twice yesterday. It was not fun.
Hosting Christmas brunch.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk a bit about Christmas later. But I wanted to talk about this poll that's been running. It's the Anne Marie name poll. What should Ashley's mother choose as her grandma title? And I just did it of a larf and just threw it up there. Our choices were Gizmo, Oma, which holds a little bit of a significance because... Your father is Dutch.
Yes.
And your father's mother goes by Oma. Grandma, which is the standard, you know, you gotta throw grandma on there. Grandmammy and Nanny, of which all of them got a few votes. Nanny got zero. Sorry, Nanny. But Gizmo with 11 votes. That's 49% of the vote. 69% of the vote, sorry. So that would have been fine. We would have called her Gizmo because she did agree to this poll. I have the Facebook post screen grab to prove it. She agreed she would go by it. But then someone usurped the poll and suggested Granny Annie. And I think that stuck.
Might this be a name?
It's going to stick because think of it this way, guys. I got the whole thing planned out. Kids, they can say Granny. It's easy, you know, I assume. I can say it very easily. But then once they get older, they get in on the fun and say Granny Annie. Because what does my mother want to be called? Grandma Paula. So there you go. It's the same conversation, right? You got Granny Annie because you want the kids to know their name.
Granny Annie is funny. Grandma Paula is just...
But it makes sense, right? We can go both ways.
If you say so.
I think I've got it all figured out.
Say whatever they call them.
Yeah, that's true. Like, we were visiting a friend of ours' baby, and I asked, oh, what does she know how to say? Mama, Dada, all done. But, yeah. So, it takes a while.
Then she was pointing at a cow and saying, Mama.
Because she can't say moo moo. It takes time. I wasn't going to say that story, but it is a funny story. But, you know, you don't want to... The kid, it takes time. I was surprised. I did not know that kids learned how to speak that quickly. Because she's not even a year old, and she can say mama, dada, all done. And, I mean, she can't say all done, but she says the equivalent of all done.
And she throws her hands up.
So she knows the meaning of it, which I think is more significant than just imitation. I've been reading some books.
Have you?
No. I was just a lucky
guy. You're going to be a parent any day.
Yeah, I keep thinking to myself, like, man... What happens if during The Force Awakens, Ashley goes into labor? It's only a 2.5-hour movie, right? But what if? By the way, Force Awakens, best movie I've seen this year.
Okay, moving on.
Best Star Wars movie ever.
Moving on.
No spoilers. That's why Ashley wants to move on, not because she hates Star Wars, everybody. Other cool stuff we did. We had prenatal classes, 5 weeks of prenatal classes, which I think is the main reason we haven't been recording. Because Wednesday prenatal classes kind of threw everything out of whack.
Yeah, 2.5 hours.
They were really insightful. Informative. I would highly recommend them to any new parent. And I know, like...
Some of it's basic, but...
Yeah, I mean, information is power. But for me, as someone who's prone to anxiety attacks and being anxious, like, knowing as much as possible about something that could make you anxious actually helps. But for some people, it could make them feel worse. So I totally understand, like, not wanting to know anything. But to me, it was really important to kind of understand what the hell was going on.
And it's also good to be informed of the medical interventions that could have to happen and what they are and potential risk for you and the baby, which some people had no clue. Some people knew.
Yeah.
But some people just don't care about it. But
I mean, other people are like, well, I'm pregnant. I'm going to have a baby. I'm going to have the baby and just put it all in the hands of the nurse, which is fine, because I mean that's
what they're having the baby and I'm having no pain. I'm running there as soon as I can get that epidural and I'm done.
Which is also fine. I do not blame them. Let me be honest, internet people. If I was pregnant, I would be in much worse state right now. I would be freaking out.
We would be,
Well, we wouldn't be pregnant because it's impossible. True. Unless you've seen the hit movie Junior.
No. If any man, if it was the opposite role, there would be no children in this world because men cannot put up with pain like women can.
It's true.
Damn straight.
Yeah, it's true. And if you can hear the squeaking in the background, Zoe says hello.
That's our other little baby.
man, every time we're recording, guys. Every time.
All day, all night.
What else about the prenatal classes? One other thing to mention, I think, would be just how awesome the teacher was. And Zoe, come on now. How awesome the teacher was and how awesome Peterborough County Health Unit is the one that did the classes, right?
Peterborough City and County or something. I don't know.
Whatever the hell their name is.
They're changing their name too, so whatever.
Oh, man. Doesn't hopefully matter. To something easier to remember. Am I right?
Yes.
High five. No, they did a really good job. The teacher was really awesome. And I highly, highly, highly recommend you guys seek out prenatal classes. And I know a lot of people come to me and say, like, you took prenatal classes? I never did. But then... Rudy, your father, my father-in-law, yes. said something very interesting to me, and he said that they were mandated to take prenatal classes when he was first becoming a father, which is really interesting. You know, I think it's actually, I know a lot of people don't like to be forced to do anything. I mean, I was raised Catholic, so I totally understand that. But I really do think it's worthwhile doing it, and it does not surprise me that they force people at one time. Which culminates with our hospital tour we had last week?
Yes.
Was it last week or was it 2 weeks ago?
It was last week, the 16th.
That was also really insightful. Short. I also will say Peterborough has a really nice hospital. I don't know if you agree with me. Do you agree?
I agree it has a nice hospital. It just needs better staff.
What? What was wrong with the staff? There was only one person that we interacted with.
But you haven't been there time and time after. You haven't lived here.
No, I suppose not. This would be my second interaction with the hospital.
Yes. When you go to Emerge and ask for a puke buck and they tell you to get back to the end of the line.
I don't remember that.
This is when I was in hospital once.
Oh, I see.
It's like, well, then we'll puke on the floor and you can clean it up.
And then they got you a puke bucket?
They hesitated to. Mom argued and got me one.
That sounds like something your dad would do.
It's like, oh, here you are.
It's like, well, she's going to puke on the floor, and then you're going to have to clean it up.
And she's not going in the bathroom because it's disgusting.
Well, yeah. Well, then that sounds like your mother. Because if there was a bathroom readily available, like, you're already sick, right? What's the harm? I'm joking.
Well,
I had
an appendix attack. It wasn't...
Oh. Okay. But no, it was really good. We got to see the birthing suites, which are a great view.
I want that luxury one.
Yeah.
Right on the...
Windows across the way. Someone told me it's a one-way glass, so you can't see. They can't see you, but you can see out, even though who would see in, except for maybe like a helicopter.
Pedestrian walking.
It's fifth, sixth floor.
Yeah. Hmm. But they're looking up.
Yeah, and wincing really hard trying to see what was going on.
Which means you can walk around your room naked.
Well, won't you be? In all the prenatal videos where people are about to give birth, they were naked.
Naked.
Yeah.
Butt naked.
Butt naked. Well, their butt was out.
What?
We saw a semi-private room. We're hoping for a private room. Someone at work told me that the semi-private rooms do allow the husbands to stay with, like, a pull-out couch. But I don't know where the hell they'd put that pull-out couch.
Not unless it was different than the one that we had seen. But the semi-private had two beds and...
There was no room.
Because you have to have the... incubator or whatever they're going to put the baby in, whatever they do.
What do they call it? Is it an egg?
Well, no, it's not like a warming thing. It's just a thing to set them in. Hmm. But then they have to have two of those in each of the room. And there was like hardly any walking space between the beds. And plus there's the curtain. So I don't know how anyone would come and visit. But let's just hope we get that private room. It's only extra $25 a day.
I know, but a lot of people won't. Spring for that. I find a lot of people in Peterborough are not very...
Well, I am.
We are, yeah. I am. I mean, do you really want to spend the night by yourself with the baby?
Like, no.
Well then. Because that's what'll happen. Like, I won't be able to stay. Although, I don't know. We'll see.
What happens.
It's a while away, and when we were there, they said
we could have a semi-private and no one be in the other side, and that way we have the whole room.
And that's something...
That happened to Belanger and Sarah.
Yeah. They had said that the private rooms sell fast, but the hospital said they'll do their best to accommodate your selection. So if that means paying for the private room but getting a semi-private room and just having it by yourself.
You wouldn't pay. You would just pay for the semi.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. It's a whiles away. Let's get through Christmas first. Speaking of which, Christmas is in 3 days. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you?
Yes.
Really? You're honestly and truthfully prepared for Christmas.
Honestly. I just gotta make brunch and then I'm set.
Hmm. I have
to
wrap.
My gifts are wrapped?
I have to wrap your gifts. I've got what? A day and a half left of work and then it'll be Christmas time.
I just have a day.
And then you're. We didn't even talk about this. And then you're off on your last day.
Uh huh. And then I have to work 4 days.
Mm hmm.
And then I'm done January 2nd at 2:15.
I just handed in my signed papers for my prenatal leave. I'm off for 3 months starting on January 22nd. That's my last day in the office.
It was weird. I was saying goodbye to people today and they're like, oh, I'm on vacation. I won't see you till January 4th. And I'm like, yeah, you're not going to see me for until after I bring the baby in to come visit because I'm done on the 2nd. What?
Well, I'm talking to people that don't even know you're pregnant at work. And this sounds rude whenever I say it, but it isn't honestly the genuine, just me trying to be funny. But I'm hoping when they send that email, like, congratulations to Ryan on being a new parent, because they do it for every new parent. I want to surprise somebody. Like, oh my God, I didn't know Ryan was pregnant. But then that could...
Ryan was pregnant?
You know
this whole time.
Ryan's wife was pregnant. Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. Because I know I shouldn't take credit for it, because really, like, I didn't do anything.
Nothing to take credit for. It's just been in there. Hasn't done anything.
Not kicking. Yet. This morning, there was a big kick when we were watching TV. Anyways.
That was this evening. Not this morning.
All the days are starting to
even the time of day?
Yeah, Christmas is almost here. I was listening to Christmas carols all day.
Because he's not in the Christmas spirit until yesterday.
Yeah, big Christmas spirit now.
Yeah.
All the Christmas spirits in and around it. I'm all for Christmas spirit. I was listening to a lot of Christmas covers today, so that was a lot of fun. Anything else? We're going to try to make these weekly, knock on wood.
With the baby?
The baby. Like, if we can, like, spit out another, like, 2 or 3 episodes before the baby's born and just really, like, hone in on it, even if it's just, like, little check-ins, like, I think that'll be handy.
Little check-ins haven't dropped. Nothing's happened.
I meant before the baby. Oh, right. You're not going to drop the baby after it's born.
No.
Perfect. All right, just making sure. It's like, how many times it's dropped?
Or do you want me to call it lightning?
Lightning?
It's like the lightning, because you're able to actually breathe, because it's not right up on your ribs.
Yeah.
But then it's down on your bladder, and you have to
pee
more
often. See,
we
were supposed to do an experiment where you were going to start waking me up every time you had to go pee in the middle of the night, and you haven't done that.
No, he just doesn't want to wake up.
Zoe! Really?
So, yeah, he just doesn't want to wake up.
Do you wake me up?
It will be interesting when the baby's there, because he'll just have to be up.
But do you wake me up when you go pee?
I'm not going to sit there and try and wake you up as I'm trying to get up to go pee.
Well, then you're never going to get me trained.
You'll get trained quicker then. Oh. When the baby comes.
The baby's going to be so loud.
Whipped him to place.
The baby's going to be so loud.
It has to develop a cry first.
Really?
Yeah.
So how long does that take?
I don't know.
3 months?
No. <What?
laughs> 1 week?
Hopefully in 3 months it's in its own room sleeping, but
we'll see. We still don't know if it's a boy or a girl. What do you... Okay, let's lock our guesses in, just in case this is our last episode before... Because we're down to the wire now, where it could happen any moment. So we need to go guesses. Boy or girl, go.
I don't know.
You gotta lock your guess in.
A girl name came to me the other morning, so that's why I'm thinking it could...
Wait, do I know it?
Yes, remember how I woke up and I'm like, Ryan, what about this name? And it just came to me, so I don't know if that was a hint that maybe a girl... I don't know.
But are we using that name?
I thought you liked it.
I do like it. I like the nickname that I can use.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't really have a feeling either way, so I guess I'll just pick. I'll go opposite. If you're going girl, I'll go boy.
Oh, because it has to be a boy, or else it's not a Murphy baby.
Okay, really? There are plenty of girls in the Murphy set. Stop looking at the mic.
Not for the first baby in each family. Has to be a girl.
It's just coincidence. What about Natalie? She's the first girl in the Murphy side of the family.
Well, then you better tell your mom that. Well, she's not a Murphy.
I'll text her right this second. I'll keep you updated. Tune in next week when we find out what my mother said based on Ashley being weird. Cool. Well... I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, because this is the last time we might see the talk to them.
Exactly. So this is a scenario where you say Merry Christmas.
Merry
to
Christmas.
To them, not to me.
Happy holidays, whatever you guys are doing, whether you're celebrating Christmas. I think Hanukkah's over now. All that other fun stuff. Star Wars, Festivus. If you're just celebrating a Thursday Eve and Friday day, both,
go for it.
Both great days. Awesome days to celebrate. It's noise central up here. Now you know why we haven't recorded a podcast in a long time. Zoe.
Zoe.
Really? We were almost done. Let's close this bad boy out, and then hopefully we'll talk again in a week when Christmas is over and...
All the family stuff is done, and it's time to go baby bound.
Oh my, let's not rush things. We've got a few more weeks.
Well, we still have to get the dresser ready in the nursery and.
Yeah, you hear me, kid? Can you hear me?
It can.
Oh, just wait. Just give me 3 weeks. We need to at least wind down from Christmas, and then the baby can come. Oh, but then there's New Year's. So like, give us like 2 days tops after New Year's. I got a lot of work to get done though when I get back.
But that means I have no time before the baby comes, and the time I'm done work, which would suck.
Yeah, we could use some extra time. So, anyways, you can visit our website at ryanandashley.ca if you have a question or comment for the show. You can email us at podcast@ryanandashley.ca. Subscribe via iTunes, leave us a review. It's always appreciated. And finally, you can follow me on Twitter at rmurphy. Ashley, where can the fine listeners find you?
On Facebook.
Yeah, can they friend you there?
And at work tomorrow.
At work tomorrow. I don't know if I'll get this posted in time. But Zoe, do you have any final words? Where can they find you?
Oh, kisses.com?
Aww. Here, let's see if she can say something to Mike. She just sniffed it.
Light sniffs.
Light sniffs. All right. We'll talk to everybody next week. Have a good one. And again, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.